משנה ברורה סימן ריש מם גימל. We learned today about the halachas that you're not allowed to rent out to a goy a field or besamerchot. The Moshe Brura brings down a hakdama like this. There's three kind of halachas. Shalish chilukim yesh. If a person rents out a field or a sada to a goy, there's three ways that two me'ikar adin are allowed and one is asur. If a person has a sada, for example, a field, and he rents it out to the goy, he could give it to a goy le'arisus, means that the goy works the field for him, he doesn't work the field, and what comes out in the end, they divide 50-50. This is called arisus. It's mutar me'ikar adin. The same thing in the Beis HaMerchot. He works, and the money that comes out from this year, they divide 50-50. I'm the owner of the Merchot, and I give it to the guy, and he works for me, and 50-50 we in the profit. It's also Mutal Me'ikar Adin. The second case of this Mutal Me'ikar Adin, I rent him the field. He pays me a fixed amount, $500 a year for the field, and everything that comes out from the field belongs to him. Or, I rent him the Beis HaMerchot. He gives me a fixed amount of money, and the swimming pool belongs to him, and he gets all the profit. Me'ikar adin, it's also mutter, is a shayla of a gzeira of a marisa ayin that people will not know. And they will think that he's my worker. And if he's my worker, meaning to say I'm the owner, and he gets an amount of money a day for the work, is also. So this is the gzeira of the marisa ayin. But me'ikar adin, it's mutter. Why it's mutter? Because we say, Goy adaita de nafsheka of it. He doesn't have to work. He's working because he wants to get the 50% of the profit. Or he rents it out, then for sure it's mutter. He's paying the rent if he will work or he will not work. This is the reason me'ikar adin it's mutter. The third case is, the Mishnah Berurah says about a Beis HaMerchot, and not about a Sodeh. If a person tells a goy, take the Beis HaMerchot, you get $500 a year for working, and all the profit is mine. So the guy is getting paid for the work, what he does. $500 a month, a year, a month. The reason that this is also me'ikar adin, because if he doesn't work Shabbos, he gets his $500. So why is he working Shabbos? Because he wants me to enjoy. He wants me to have profit. He's working for me. Shalatzion explains. And a sada in this case could be to be mutar me'ikar adin. Why? Because when he's working in the sada in the field, he doesn't have to work every day. He has to work most of the month, and most of the year, most of the month. And mainly, I have the profit, and he gets his payment, his paycheck. Now, if he doesn't work Shabbos, he could work Friday instead. He could work Sunday instead. The reason he's working in Shabbos is doing it because he wants Friday to go to vacation. This is called a daitet nafsheka ovid. Now, here's a very important point that I have to speak out. If you tell a guy, for example, clean my house for Shabbos, you get $100. So there's a different shayla, you're allowed to or not allowed to. We'll discuss it at a different time. Now you tell a guy, I have a factory, work for Shabbos, get $500, this will be your payment for working, and you give me the profit. This is asul me'ikar adin. This is called the guy is working for me. Even that you could ask me a question, and it's a good question what you're asking all of you here, but it's a very good question. Why he's working? Because he wants $500. Not doing it for me, but this is called that he's doing it for me and I'm paying him. When it's called that he's not doing it for me is that if he works harder, he gets more profit out of it. He has the field belongs to him for the year. If he works and a lot of money comes out, he gets a lot. And if a little bit of money comes out, he gets a little bit. This is called the daitet nafshei. Or if it's rented for him for the whole year, if he doesn't work, he also pays the rent. So the reason working is because of daitet nafshei. But if I'm paying him a daily payment, we don't say a daitet nafshei. It's a quick big question that Rachama speaks about it. The Chiddush Basra speaks about it. Why every time we don't say it's a daitet nafshei? But this is the halacha. Now, so in the arisus and the schirus, it's mutter. But people don't know that it's arisus and schirus. And they think that he's a normal worker. He gets paid by the day or by the month, but he has to work every day. So while they think that he gets paid by the day, so it's also. So things that are famous, that most people, the halacha says, that the roif people do it by arisus. Or right, people do it by schirus, mean to say they rent it out for the year, and the profit belongs to him. So these things you're allowed to. Things that are not the derech klal done in that way, it's also. So this is the following halacha that we'll learn today in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Reish Mem Gimel Seif Aleph. Lo yaskir odom, a person cannot rent out a merchat shaloi le'ena Yehudi. Mipnei shenikro al shmoi, everyone knows that I own the Beis HaMerchot. Ve'enoi, Yehudi zeh, oisem halacha b'shabes. So people know that it's mine, and they're thinking that he's working for me. Why? The stam mechaf lav la'arisus. People don't know that he's getting a part of it, that he gets paid a part of the profit for himself. The amri, and they say, shekol ha'revach shel Yisrael, and everything goes to the yid. V'sochar sa'enu Yehudi b'kach v'kach l'yoyim. And the guy is working, he's getting a paycheck for the day. V'nimtza ha'enu Yehudi o'isim alochem b'shlichus shel Yisrael. And it's kilu, he's my shlich, just I'm paying him for the shlichus. Aval sade, when a person rents out a sade, muta. Why? Shechem derech l'kab sade b'arisus. Because this is the derech. V'ava pishi yanim shu shel Yisrael, the sade belongs to the yid. Ayim rima'en yedi l'kho b'arisus, v'la'atzma, you have it. V'mele, they say he's doing it b'arisus and it's muta. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Mechad Shaloi, what is called a Mechad Shaloi? Ben Shabnoi Be'atzmoi, that has a shame of Yisrael, or even if he bought it, he didn't build it, but he lived there, then it's a Yisrael. We'll see later in the next year what it'd be if he just rented it out and rented it right away. Le'enu Yehudi, for sure, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, so you've gotten based, because she can Yisrael Muma, you're not allowed to rent it out. Why? Because Chutzim La'aveir, that looks like he's working for me, he's Eva Mishnah Lifnei Iva, he's Nita Mishnah. And this is shaykh even besod that there's no chshash in Maris Ayin because it's a shaykh of an arisus, aber is a different problem of Mifne Evil Isit and Mikshah. Mifne Shem Nikro, Pirush, Mishbu explains, the Medina you allow to shori la'aski la'in Yehudi l'shona l'choydesh, shiiten le'kach ve'kach, ben yasik bo'a in Yehudi ben le'yasik. From Iker Adin you allow to rent it out and he pays you the money for the Yaman, say if he works, say if he doesn't work. And all the prophet v'arevach le'in Yehudi. The Yisro shor Shabbos leke, no muskar zeh l'shona. There's another halacha we'll learn later that if you rent it for one day, even if he pays you rent and all the profit of his is also so. This is Siman Reish Mam Dalet. But here we're not holding in that. Because he rented for the year. The Yisrael Damir Lein Yehudi Vavadah Leshayach B'Shirus. Why? Then Avshayla is working for himself. But I feel if not he's paid the rent and all the profit is his. If Yesh Lein Yehudi Rak Chelik Berevach HaMerchetz, he gets 10% from the profit, 20%. Amrina Dayat Navshayko Ovid, he wants more profit. Elo She'osu B'chosev Nari So'ayin She'nigra Hashmoy Shel Yisrael. Now the Mishbura adds what we said before, that all of this heta, what we said, it's only for Maris Ayin, that's why Maskir Lashon HaLechoydesh, but to rent it for the day, the Hayinu Laskir Leinir Leyom, Mishidu Adyudu Yikach Vekach Leyoyim, Yamzeh, even that he's doing it, the Ayin Nafshe, because even if he doesn't work, he pays the rent, but it's also for Schar Shabbos, like we're learning Simon Reish Mem Dalet. Now the Mishbura says, you have to know that all of this Yisrael that we said, you're not allowed to rent him a Merchatz, even if he's paying rent and the profit is his because Maris Ayin, we'll learn later that Dabar also from the Maris Ayin is only also Betech HaTchum Shal Yishuv Yisrael. But if the Moshe has a factory in Hong Kong and he rents it for the guy and the guy makes his own profit, you're allowed to. Now, so what says the Shulchan Aruch? The Stam Merchat, Pirush, we said the Merchat you're not allowed to and the Sada you're allowed to. Merchat, most people don't give Barisus and they don't give Beschiris. The Mele, even if he did it, it's also because it's Loish Shriach. And people will say that what? That he was working here for the day, and in Bemele he's doing b'shlichus shel Yisrael. He's my worker, even if he gets paid. V'ze isur gomus if got neik mishomarnu bekama mekemes da amiro le'eino Yehudi shvus to tell a guy to do something in Shabbos. It's a shvus. Isur de rabbanon v'asmichu akro chazal geva asmachte kol melocha lo yase bo. It doesn't say lo yase lo yase. Means will not be done on his own. L'rames dafu la ve'achirim lo yase. Mainly, even if you're paying him, even if he's doing it himself, even if you're telling him to do it, but he's doing it for you, it's also. The Sharatzir brings down the Shal, if it's the Reis or the Rabbana, different psukim, different droshes, if it's the Reis or the Rabbana, lemaisa, we paskin that it's a Isu, the Rabbana, it's a smachta mikro. The Sharatzir here brings down, we'll see later, some people want to learn it's the Reis or some Rishayim and Achroinim, lemaisa, we learn it's the Rabbana. And here the Mishnah Berurah adds a very big chiddush that will be with us for the whole Chai Shabbos. A lot of people don't know this Mishnah Berurah, it's good to listen carefully. Sog the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'afilu k'sho'ise be'atzme melocha shel Yisrael b'shvilei gam k'tzimchim tzorich limchis b'yodei. Not only if I tell him to do it, even if he's doing it on his own, it's his own decision to do it, you have to stop him. The Hainu, and the light goes off in your house, and the guy comes to put it on for you, you have to tell him, stop, you're not allowed to do it for me. Not like people say, they tell the guy it's dark, and the guy understands himself to light the light. Because it's an Isur that if Yisrael, a guy is doing a melacha for Yisrael, tzorich limchis beyodoi. People don't know that. We'll see a lot of stories in Cheshabes about that. Be'ez Hashem, we'll remember the first time we met with Simon Reishmem, Gimel Sivkot Nei. ואפילו כשאויסה בעצמי מלוכה של ישראל בשבילי, גם כן צריך ללמחס ביודו. You have to stop it. So we're going back to Shulchan Aruch, but Soda is Mutter. Even to rent it is out to him, and he pays rent for the year, and the profit is his. So the Mishnah Berurah, להזכיר עליין יהודי בדבר קוצו. ואף דניקרס נמקי השמוי, everyone knows that the Soda belongs to the Yid, דכל מחובה מסתום בשם בעולב עולב. And the Mishnah Berurah, a bigger chiddush here. Even that normally in Soda, most people don't rent the Soda, they just give it la'arisus. But you're allowed to rent it out also. Why? Because people would not know, so they will say, Mislam is Aris. And the Aris is Mutter because he's getting 50% or 20% from the profit. So mainly, even if you give him, he pays rent and all the profit, this is also Mutter. Because they're like, Yashadur B'Shriyam, can you follow Shechem Derech? But if you're Yidlu B'Aris, so Aris is Shorin, and then Nafshay Ovid, Gil, come on. Finish it to Shulchan Aruch. V'tanu dinoi kemerchots. Tanu, oven, most people don't give it in profit. People don't rent it out. People just give a person to work for him in the day, and people bake in it. This was the old days oven. So the halacha is you're not allowed to, even if you rent it out for a person and the profit is his, it's also because people will say that he's your worker. So Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Zayin, V'tanu la'askir, tanu la'afis b'yedinu kemerchetz, k'mo yisode. Sorry. La'afis b'yedinu kemerchetz. V'tanu nami ein derech la'askir l'itne ba'arisus. Just people make a worker to work for them. Now, if someone rents it stam for himself, this is when you get to Schar Shabbos, if you're allowed to rent for a day or not. But here we're not talking that he's renting it for a day. Verechaim, that grinds, dinam kesode, and again, Zogim Mishnah Berurah, the same thing always said, because the derech to give it ba'arisus, so even b'schirus you're allowed to. Ve'ayin beran, Zogim Mishnah Berurah, that these are loches, it's no shayla oven or grinder, it's everything totally ayin beran. The mashmadim ain't the rancho, some more complete verechaim ba'arisus, it's also the BMS of the Mishnah Berurah. Totally, bechol elo advarim lefi minhag medina. Everything is totally. If the minhag is to make schirus or arisus, you're allowed to. And ben lehokim ben lehachmir. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out. And the Berurah that you have to have a roiv. Roiv people do arisus. Roiv people do schirus. Then it's mutter. But if it's no roiv, then it's also. Let's Hashem tomorrow we'll carry on.